This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, the fun is over in the LRN Discord. We had some trolls show up there in the last hour and post all kinds of pornography all over the place, and you know, not in a way that was really appropriate. So,
is there an appropriate way to spam a thread with pornography?
No. Okay. No. But if someone were to like be in a conversation and post a picture, I wouldn't care. But they just posted a bunch of pornography all over the place, and it was clear they weren't there to have a conversation. So I had to swing the ban hammer for the first time in several days. It has not happened until now. And so I guess we're going to have to start handing out moderator badges, because once something becomes too popular, it gets a little crazy. So that's the LRN Discord for you there over at discord.lrn.fm.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't exclude people, Ian.
May not be safe for work. When did I say I wouldn't exclude people?
I was just making fun of you.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're going to cause trouble, you don't belong. So we were just talking about a state representative who is now excluding all libertarians from her friendships, apparently, here in New Hampshire. She moved here.
Oh, I thought she's been doing that. She blocked me like 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, she's been, let's just say, since she's gotten elected, less than friendly to some of the people within the liberty movement, including you and me, but now she's on the attack against basically all libertarians. And we'll share with you her statement coming up here in moments. But let's go to your phone calls first. Jason is on the line in Sacramento listening on Twitch. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to... Can you just look on the laptop behind you?
Yeah, we know what you're doing, man.
Take a look, bro. Take a look.
That's so funny. Thanks for the call. Except it's not funny. Anyway, apparently he's one of the people who is posting the constant stream of pornography to the channel. Anyway, we're going to continue with your calls here. We've got Abel on the line, or excuse me, Bad Slave is on the line with us here on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
I guess I go by both, but that's all right.
Okay, you're on the air.
Amanda, I've known her since the very beginning. I think we ought to back charge her for the multiple moves that she involved us all in for free. And
moves?
Well, she moved many times. I don't know if you realize that during the first stay in New Hampshire, and she always had a good team of...
she moved her house, is what you're saying. She moved.
Movers, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I was one of those, and
so you volunteered to help her move, which is fairly common. With the listeners maybe that are unfamiliar, the migration here to New Hampshire, when somebody arrives, they usually, if they got like a moving truck or whatever, they can put out notice and say, "Hey, we're moving to this location on this day at this time, and we need help." And like usually, at least a dozen people, sometimes more than a dozen, like two dozen, will show up. Sometimes people you've never met before, and they'll move your stuff into your house, and it's done within an hour. I mean, it's an amazing experience. It's great because you get to meet new people your first day here in New Hampshire, many of whom will probably end up being your friends, which is it's a cool experience. And all you usually have to do is provide, like, pizza and some beer, and, you know, the people will show up and help unpack a truck that probably took you 8 hours to pack in, like, less than an hour. It's pretty impressive. And so what you're saying is, this state representative who has now turned against libertarians, she has utilized the help of those libertarians on multiple occasions.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, when she moved, she had a husband. His name was Sam, and they ended up getting divorced. They lived up in Concord.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
They moved all over the place, and then she was a single mother, and so we all shipped them, and what the heck, I haven't had any interaction with her lately. I did pay real close attention to the whole business of, her, snitching on Trasker.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that whole episode was just incredibly messy and unnecessary.
No doubt.
I like Kyle, all right. I had, interacted with him in the State House a few times, and there was really no, I didn't consider him to be any kind of a terrible, evil actor. I doubt he would have done, any great harm to whatever. I mean, you don't know who the heck you're talking to when you're going for, somebody on the internet. Somebody
you're referring to State Representative Kyle Tasker, who is now in state prison for drugs and the ostensible contact of a teenage girl online, which turned out to be an undercover police officer. In that case, the details on that case were pretty interesting. He had a conversation with the 14-year-old girl online who was really a teenage girl, and she kind of rebuffed him and wasn't interested, and he went away. So he respected, her wishes in that case. And then somehow the mom found out about the conversation. Mom went to the police. The police came in. They took hold of the girl's Facebook account or whatever account it was. And they then, with their undercover officer, sent Kyle a message rekindling something that was never there, right? Like, so she had rebuffed him, he had gone away, he'd left her alone. They then sent him a message acting as though she was now interested, and then he, responded and tried to set up a meeting, and that's when he got busted. So he at no point ever was actually propositioning a teenage girl for sex. That never happened.
Right. And he was a native, I think.
He wasn't doing that before. I mean, so what was she telling him to go away for if he wasn't doing anything inappropriate prior to that?
He had, I think he wanted to, I don't think he asked her straight up for sex in that particular case, from my recollection of the case, but he was definitely, trying to get her attention or whatever, and she wasn't interested, so he had respected that until the cop came back in and acted as though that they were
again,
the girl.
Don't know who you're talking to on the internet, ever.
Right. So, I mean, he knew who she was because they knew each other from real life.
Oh, did I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
So he knew who she was when she was really who she was, but when she was the cop, then he didn't know that.
Wait, I didn't mean for the third time this show, don't commit felonies on Facebook Messenger. But, I mean, so that was really, previous to it being a cop, that was kind of creepy on Kyle Tasker's part, but that really has nothing to do with Amanda Bolden.
Yeah,
and
that's
her now
statism.
I think she got sucked into the snitching and all that because of Tasker.
Right, but they didn't come to her asking about messages or any contacts with the underage person. They came to her about weed.
No, the cops, when they decided to go after somebody, they just go after them. And, I mean, it doesn't really matter if there's any crimes there. They just go after them, and they're going to take anybody down in the process that they can to do that. I mean, it's, this is what we're dealing with, and we have to reduce this kind of stuff. I mean, we've got way too many people in cages for no good reason. I'd say more than half of them up in prison are that way.
You know, because you were there for driving.
Yes, I was there for 13 months.
Driving
yes.
while suspended.
Well, no, it was the habitual offender thing.
The same thing, though. I mean, that's what they hit you with after you've driven while suspended, a couple few times.
I was exercising, my common law right to travel, which still exists, by the way, and they decided that I was driving, which I you know, which everybody says is a commercial activity.
You're going to love the new video that got posted over the weekend to the Free Keene YouTube channel. Check that out. It's State Representative Dick Marple proposing a bill to actually make it legal to drive personally in New Hampshire without a license. Of course,
nice.
It's probably not going to go anywhere, but it was interesting to watch the proposal. Thanks, Bad Slave. More coming up here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is the Liberty Ring.
is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So apparently, Melanie, the people that were flooding our chat channels on Discord, discord.lrn.fm is where you can go there. By the way, we are handing out moderator badges at this point. But the people who are flooding the chat channels with porn were trying to get us banned from Twitch. So the idea was, because there was a laptop on in the background that was on the camera at some times in the last segment, that laptop was loaded into the chat room, so when they were throwing a bunch of pornography into the chat room, you know, in the corner of the screen of the video, you could probably maybe see something porny in those pictures. Okay. So somebody in the Twitch chat is claiming that we're going to be banned from Twitch. So I guess we'll see about that. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, we're going to continue. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. And we've actually got this statement from the state representative here in New Hampshire who moved here as part of the Free State Project. She absolutely seemed to be very, very libertarian when she moved here. And everybody had bought that about her. But she's had a change of heart. And we're going to explain to you why she's now joined the left and is repudiating and rebuking and attacking her former allies, her former friends within the Liberty Movement. We'll share that with you coming up here. And again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Want to let you know about Dash, though. It's digital cash, a digital money platform that's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It is fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you will find out why. So, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. When asked why she voted for this basically income tax, former libertarian, and people until this point had thought she was a libertarian still.
Well, then those people were really silly after Medicaid and the flip.
Well, I'm with you, Melanie.
I'm not saying in 2012. I'm saying in 2017.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that she was a coward for snitching, and it's inexcusable.
But what? She was facing a maximum sentence of $500.
I get what you're saying. Look, you and I, as I tried to explain in the last segment, we're not going to rehash this too much, but you and I have more experience in court and more experience with the police. I don't blame somebody for being a coward when it comes to being threatened by the state. That's what most people are going to do. They're going to throw their friends
most
under the bus.
Most people are going to call a lawyer, and the lawyer is going to say, STFU.
No, the lawyer was sitting there. I'm sorry, you don't know the situation very well. Her lawyer was Seth Hipple, and he was in the room for that interview.
There was no reason for her to talk to the cops.
I agree with you, there was no reason for it. But again, I'm just telling you that I can understand why people will try to save their own skin, or what they believe would be saving their own skin in a situation like that, where they don't understand what's going on and they're afraid and all of that. I'm not making excuses for what she did. I don't support it. I'm the one who called it out on the Freekeen blog and caught a lot of heat for that. Okay, so I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying that I understand why people take a plea deal, and I understand why people will, you know, cut deals and throw people under the bus. I mean, I knew one guy who threw his own brother underneath a bus in a weed distribution operation. They were both working together, and he threw his own brother in and snitched on him. So, you never know. But here's the response that she gave to somebody who had asked her, a local libertarian who had asked her, why did you vote for this income tax? Here's what she said. She says, I see the benefits of HB 628. As a young mom with few resources, I spent most of my 20s alone, poor, and helpless.
Then maybe don't do that, but yeah.
My days off went unpaid, disproportionate to others' experiences. When my child got sick, I went without at least a day's pay in addition to the out-of-pocket cost for her health care needs. Events like this set us back further than it would others. The deck was stacked against us. In the years that followed these experiences, I began to comprehend the damage that is caused when someone must choose between medicine and food, especially for their own child. The impoverished mindset is short-sighted by nature. There's little reason to plan for the future when the future is obviously so bleak. So it's understandable that financial planning is foreign to people who exist below a certain standard of living. So before we go on here with what she's saying, she's basically going and is making the argument here that, well, because some people
make horrible decisions.
Right, because some people can't take care of themselves or don't know how to handle their finances or make bad decisions or so on and so forth. Therefore, we all need to be forced to subsidize those people.
Okay, so this argument is the only argument I have ever heard Amanda Bolden make about anything, and it is the argument of because I want to, which, guess what, is not an argument.
Well, it's the argument of because it's hard and because poor people are not good with money. You know, they'll spend their money on things like cigarettes and beer and, you know, other things like that. There are certain reasons why people who are poor are that way, because they're bad with their money. And it's definitely true that these people have different priorities. Maybe they hate their life and they are trying to drown their sorrows in alcohol or whatever.
If your situation is such that you're having to choose between food and medicine, and that's your situation, and you, like she said, you have no resources, then maybe what you don't do is look around and be like, okay, let me look at my situation. What does my situation need? Oh, I know, a baby, another thing that eats and needs medicine. So you're making, so I have absolutely no sympathy for somebody who starts from a position of no resources and then says, I need a kid. And then goes and acts on that. No.
Well, of course, a lot of people who have children don't choose to have the children. They end up getting pregnant because they needed to have sex, and so therefore
they didn't need to. You're not going to
die.
Well,
they wanted to, and so they did. And they, you know, whether they were protected or not, babies happen. And so, I mean,
the babies don't happen. So it's
they
like
sure do. Most of the people I know were accidents. Were accidents.
People, they're not.
To tell people they're not going to have, they shouldn't have sex.
You accidentally have sex, and you didn't accidentally.
Yeah, but are you trying to tell people that they shouldn't have sex?
I'm trying to tell people that they should only take risks that they can afford to take, whatever that may be.
I tend to agree with you on that, but the reality is they don't. People do take risks that they can't afford to take. And
okay, so then why is that everyone else in this state's problem?
Well, it shouldn't be everyone else's problem, and a libertarian's solution to problems of people who don't know how to handle their finances is to offer help on a voluntary basis, to offer people assistance with budgeting, to offer people assistance with learning how to take care of their finances, and offer assistance with paying for whatever it is they need to get paid for, whether it's that medicine or that food. It can all be done on a consensual, voluntary basis. But somebody like Amanda Bolden has decided to reject that.
Voluntary charities sometimes insist that you act right before they just give you all this money, unlike the state.
That's exactly right. So we're going to continue here with her excuse, her reasons for leaving libertarianism behind. It's Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
We're sharing a sad, tragic story of a one-time libertarian who ended up getting elected. The power apparently went straight to her head, and now she is repudiating.
Not even a lot of power.
No, it's not a lot of power, but it's instructive, though, isn't it, to show that even somebody who is elected to one of the weakest state representative positions in all of the country, there's 400 of them, arguably the weakest in the entire United States as far as power is concerned. But yet, and she gets paid $100 a year for that position, but yet she's completely repudiated libertarianism and has attacked the very same libertarians who had helped her move here. And then, as Bad Slave had pointed out, had helped her further move within the state several times, had helped her create a charity called Shire Sharing that we've interviewed her here on these radio waves, and I've lauded her for some of her activism in the past on freekeen.com. I mean, we've, you know, given her plenty of publicity and attention for many of the good things that she's done over the years, and she's now kicked everybody under the bus, and we'll share her exact thoughts with you here in moments. But I also want to let you know about Anarchapulco, where there are going to be some real libertarians. In fact, Ron Paul is going to be there headlining the event, where they're going to be making anarchy great again with other great guest speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Bit Jedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. You can also enjoy some great live music and parties and networking while you're there. The music including Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's all happening in about a month, February 15th through the 18th, in Acapulco, Mexico, at the beautiful Princess Resort right there on the beach. You don't want to be missing this. If you can get down there, join us, because Free Talk Live is going to be there broadcasting from the event. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at anarchapulco.com to get 10% off of the regular ticket price. Once again, that's code FTL at anarchapulco.com as we continue here. So we had just started the explanation of what happened to Amanda Bolden, who is a state legislator. She was elected as a Democrat and now is acting like a Democrat full on rather than acting like a libertarian, which is what she was when she moved here. But let me go on here with her statement. She was talking about how hard life was as a single mother in her 20s. And she says, the impoverished mindset is short-sighted by nature. There's little reason to plan for the future when the future is obviously so bleak. It's understandable that financial planning is foreign to people who exist below a certain standard of living. The problem with this mindset, though, is that it keeps the poor in a constant state of need whenever something unexpected should occur. I believe that HB 628 will get the neediest involved in future-minded thinking. And I am glad that it is being provided to everyone, regardless of income. So what this is it's some sort of it's some kind of tax that's happening at the company level that you work for, where the company takes like 0.5% and puts it into some sort of government program for, I forget what it was, like Medicare or food or something. I forget exactly what it is. But the idea is it's supposed to help these, you know, supposedly destitute and needy people. But she says it's going to be provided to everyone, regardless of income. She says those who are in a better position to contribute to the program can help offset costs for those at least prepared to pay in, or those least prepared to pay in. And, you know, if all of this was voluntary, I wouldn't care. If there was some sort of program that people could donate to that can help people in need of financial planning, oh, well, those things could and probably do exist in some places. I know that here in Keene, there's an independent homeless shelter that is open on the 100 coldest nights of the year. It's called 100 Nights. And they actually have a drop-in center where people can come in and they can, you know, work on a computer and put together a resume, and they can consult with people on, you know, getting a job and helping themselves out. It's not exactly the same thing, but it is an example of how the marketplace can provide things for needy people on a completely voluntary basis. Going on, she says, I'm disappointed about the opt-out option because I do think that this should be applied evenly to everyone. She says, I don't know if the program will be successful if too many people opt out.
Well, of course not, because people who have sense are going to opt out, and then the people who don't have sense aren't going to be able to support their own, you know, safety net slash hammock.
It presumes that people would be aware of the opt-out in the first place. I know that she's worried about it, but the average person probably isn't even going to know about this program. They're just not going to make as much money, you know, because this thing gets taken out. But then again, I haven't read the bill, so I don't know what all it entails. But here she is saying, she says, I hope to see an amendment to remove the opt-out. So the old Amanda Bolden might have made the excuse of, well, I voted for it because there was an opt-out provision, which would still be a terrible explanation. But in this case, she's not even trying that. She's just coming straight out and saying, I'm against the opt-out provision. I want to force everybody who has a job to pay into this government program. I mean, it is just absolutely sad here. She goes on. She says there is a misconception that poverty is sometimes the result of issues such as drug addiction and alcoholism, that someone might use drugs first and see their lives fall apart as a result. In reality, many people turn to drugs or alcohol to cope because they're already struggling with a dissatisfying life. And she's right about
that. Okay, so that paragraph was really silly because in her first paragraph, she explained the bad personal decisions that she made that made her in poverty, and it wasn't drugs or alcohol, so...
No, but she's right, though. As far as people with drug addictions, they're usually trying to cope with some sort of life that they don't
enjoy.
Yeah,
most people don't wake up and be like, my life is awesome, great wife, great kids, great job, my
Let's
house is awesome, you know what I need? Yeah. Heroin. Like, that
right.
doesn't happen.
Yeah. So she's right about that. Hence, the fiscally conservative resistance to providing assistance to the most needy, in fact, fuels distasteful programs such as the drug war. This refusal to enable our neighbors to rise from their knees and onto their feet, this is what keeps our society sick. I think it's due time that we started investing in each other. Programs like Medicaid expansion deserve our support, enabling people to access drug treatment when they couldn't otherwise afford it.
Okay, well, that is completely ridiculous because there are all kinds of free drug treatment programs almost everywhere, so you
right.
don't need Medicaid for that.
You don't need force for this, which is what she's turning towards, which is the real disappointing aspect. Anytime somebody leaves libertarianism, leaves, for listeners that don't know, being a libertarian means you've rejected the use of aggressive force. You've embraced the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay in any circumstance to threaten your neighbor, even if what you want to do with the money is a nice idea, like taking care of sick people or, you know, whatever. It's still not
but
okay.
I don't even know that this is a nice idea because you're setting up a system of, I mean, we already have the system, but you're adding additional perverse incentives to a system already of perverse incentives. It's not like this is even a positive thing in the first place. It's just a pile of negative things.
Well, I mean, I can understand, and again, I don't know what all the details of this program are. I was just talking generally about, you know, helping people who appear to be in need of help. Whether they're taking advantage of a system or not, that's a whole other question. But there are people out there who legitimately need to be helped.
Set up a system that kind of, I guess, wants to, for lack of a better term, be taken advantage of. If you have a system set up, which is the system that is in existence now, where the more you mess up, the more help you get, then that's kind of a different thing than, oh, this, you know, one-off situation happened, let's help this person. Those are two very different things.
That's one of the reasons I like the local homeless shelter, because they don't actually let the homeless, the independent one, there's like, I guess, two run by the government, where the homeless can just live all year round. They just have their own room, they can just live in there or whatever. But at the 100 nights, they're only open the 100 coldest nights of the year, so only during the wintertime, and they kick everybody out in the morning. So there's no space for you. You don't get the same bed every single night. You get to spend the night there because you might die if you don't. And then at 7 a.m., everybody is out the door, and they got to go do whatever it is they do with their day. If they need resources, they need to write up a resume or whatever, they can do that in the drop-in center. They need to warm up a little bit, they can do that in the drop-in center. But they don't get a permanent place for themselves. And that helps keep people moving. It helps keep people wanting to make their life better. And so it's those voluntary solutions that libertarians support. Unfortunately, this state rep that we're talking about is no longer libertarian. We'll tell you more. These are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. alternative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
And also want to let you know about some of the cool features on our website, including the new Twitch live streams that we've been doing. It started last Monday, so it was a week ago that it was our first time on Twitch, and it was some of our listeners who had asked us to stream there, and then once YouTube decided to unceremoniously cut our feed last Sunday night, I decided, well, now seems like a good time to start looking at other options, and Twitch seems like a good one now that they have expanded out from just being a pure gameplay, video gaming streaming website. There are now other categories on Twitch, like talk shows, which is the category that we are in. Although, I am investigating what it might take to actually have LRN hosts play video games on the Twitch feed, because Johnny Ray, our Sunday night co-host, is a big-time gamer, and he said he would be willing to do it. So I've got a video capture card on order right now on saveitfirst.com, trying to get 15% off of that by paying with Bitcoin, and you can try that too over at saveitfirst, saveatfirst.com. But so once that arrives, hopefully within the next week or so, we'll be able to test out some actual video game streaming whenever we're not doing live radio shows. So that could be pretty cool. If you haven't checked out our Twitch channel yet, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to the LRN.fm Twitch, and you can follow the channel, which we actually already hit like 70-something followers just in the last several days or in the last week. And we just started having the ability for people to subscribe to the channel. So what that means is once we reached a certain threshold, I think it was 50 followers, and like we had to do a certain amount of hours of streaming over a number of days, which was easy for us because we're on every single day. And so we crossed that threshold. We became a Twitch affiliate, which means that Twitch will cut us a portion of the revenue that comes in from the subscribers. So let's say you like what you're seeing on the Twitch channel, and you can, of course, support us in other ways, like the AMP program. We'll tell you about that later, and then more of the money that you spend goes to us. But in the case of Twitch, it will remove most of the advertising from the channel. Apparently, they put their own ads in there to monetize their platform, but since you're paying them, they don't put the ads in front of you, according to what I was reading. Although it says, it's weird, they say ad-free, and then there's like an asterisk next to that, and then when you go and you read what the asterisk says, it says, like, mostly ad-free or something like that, so I'm not sure what ads you still see if you're a subscriber. Maybe some of our Twitch chatters can explain how often that happens. But you get the ad-free thing, and then there's some other perks and some benefits to that. You'll get a special rank on the Discord that we have now if you're also in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. But what happens is Twitch will cut us half of the revenue from those subscriptions that come in. And the other aspect about that is if you already have Amazon Prime, Twitch is owned by Amazon now. They bought them within the last year or so. And a lot of people have Amazon Prime because they want to get the free shipping, right? You get the free two-day shipping. That's the big perk. But they also throw in extras. So, like, the Amazon Prime people get free access to the Amazon video service. They get, apparently, also one free subscription that they can use on Twitch. So if you haven't yet used your subscription, or maybe you already have it, you want to move it to us, you can do that, apparently. You can just go to twitch.lrn.fm, and then you pull down the subscribe menu, and then there's the Twitch Prime option, which you choose, and it'll link up to your Amazon account, and you will be able to support Free Talk Live with something that you may not have even known that you had. It's basically free revenue for us, and it costs you nothing extra because you're already paying for your Prime subscription. So it's basically Amazon cutting us a small portion of your monthly Prime subscription. Pretty cool. So once again, check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. We've got the rest of the story here from Amanda Bolden, who was a libertarian darling for a long time. She had created a charity here in New Hampshire. She moved here as part of the Free State Project. She was feeding hundreds of families on Thanksgiving here in New Hampshire, the Shire Sharing Charity, which we've interviewed her about a number of times, getting her, you know, personal story of how she ended up coming to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And then she got elected as a state representative, and the power apparently went straight to her head. Not even libertarians are not immune from that happening to them, because power does corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Even a tiny little state rep seat, one out of 400, apparently has corrupted her. Let's go on, though, with why she is now embracing the state, why she is now against libertarians. Here's the rest of her claim in a response to a question as to why she's supporting basically a sort of behind-the-scenes income tax. She says, growing up in conservative Texas, in a relatively well-to-do entrepreneurial family, I lived in a bubble of people, assuming that success could come as easily to others as it had come to them. But a person's belief system tends to crest in their 30s, which is where I now find myself. During the last couple of years in the legislature, I've been exposed to new ideas, new people, and new literature that I didn't experience when living in the fiscally conservative echo chamber of both Texas and the New Hampshire, and she puts this in quotes, liberty circles. So the word quotes, or the quotes were around the word liberty there. Through my relationship with Andrew, who is now my husband, I came to reconsider a lot of my beliefs. I do not believe that there is anything to be gained by allowing humanity to suffer. Now, I'm just going to stop there for a moment, because what she's using here is the same old excuse that you hear from a lot of people who, and there aren't a whole lot of these folks, but there are, I can think of at least a handful of people that have moved to New Hampshire as part of this libertarian migration and then became very unlibertarian, and thankfully most of them left. But she's the first one who's, like, standing strong, and she's in the state house, and she's now flipped against the libertarians, using the claim of, well, there are people who just can't take care of themselves, there are poor people who don't have good financial habits, and so, therefore, we need to force everybody to help these people. And again, a libertarian rejects the use of aggressive force. If there's a good idea, and I don't think it's a bad idea to help people, I donate to the local homeless shelter, the local independent homeless shelter. I send them a monthly donation. I donated to their auction that they did in the holiday season as well. Donated a percentage of a Bitcoin for them to auction off. So I've long time been a supporter of private charity and helping people out in voluntary ways. And the fact that she could just leave behind voluntarism, the fact that she could leave behind libertarianism and embrace violence, because she's saying, don't allow humanity to suffer. Well, guess what creates the most suffering out there? It's the force of the state, the bombs of the United States government killing innocent people around the world, the pollution of the United States military. I mean, there's just so much evil that the state does, and it uses force to fund itself. The suffering, what about the suffering of the people who are going to be threatened with violence if they don't want to go along with this particular program that she wants to pass? Do those people's suffering not matter to her? Going on here, she says, further, it seems foolish to suggest that taxation causes more pain than is caused by living without some very basic tools, such as food, shelter, and health. I'm sure you can understand that people... Well, let me go on here with another interruption. The very same government that she supports is the very same government that has gone around and thrown homeless people out of camps. Here in Keene, when I first moved here, a few years after that, there was an issue with a homeless camp on a piece of property behind the Hannaford supermarket here. The Hannaford's owner, or the supermarket property owner, that guy that owns that land, he was okay with the homeless people there. He knew they were there. He welcomed them to set up their camp on his property, because better to have them in the woods somewhere, you know, living in a shanty or a shack or whatever it is, or a tent, than to, you know, have them walking around all over the place or sleeping in an alleyway. So, you know, and I don't know what his rationale was. It's his land. He can use it however he wants. Well, he should be able to, but unfortunately the government came after him, and they came after that plot of land. They sent, like, housing inspectors in there to inspect a, you know, a lean-to, basically, that these homeless people had created, and said, oh, well, this isn't up to code here. We're going to need you homeless folks to bring this building up to code, or else we're going to have to tell you we're going to arrest you if you stick around. And so, you know, again, it's the government that's causing those people pain and suffering. So to turn to that very same state, to turn to the very same tools that you had once rejected as a libertarian, what an embarrassment. What a sad thing to have happen. And she's got more that she's going to say here in moments, because she hasn't yet attacked the liberty movement here. She did put liberty in quotes earlier, but she's going to come right on out, full guns blasting on the freedom movement that encouraged her to move here, that helped her move here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got hour number three on the way. Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.